While there are many different forms of arthritis, in the Bible Cure for Arthritis, we will be discussing two of the main forms of arthritis, osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. You will learn important facts and information that will encourage you to take positive steps toward overcoming arthritis. You will also discover vital scriptures throughout this recording that will build you in a spiritual and mental attitude to empower you to overcome fear, depression, anxiety, and discouragement as you win the battle against arthritis. One of your first steps toward feeling better is understanding the difference between rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. Let's contrast these two forms of arthritis, and then we'll walk through some initial positive steps you can take naturally and spiritually to uncover your Bible Cure prescription for rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. Which kind of arthritis are you overcoming? We will discover the differences between rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. We will also identify the commonly recognized symptoms of both diseases. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease that often afflicts those from ages 25 to 50. It usually occurs in younger adults, but it can attack children, even infants. It usually affects joints on both sides of the body, for example, both knees. It causes redness, warmth, and swelling of many joints and attacks many joints, often the small joints of the hands, feet, knees, and elbows. It causes major fatigue of your whole body and causes prolonged morning stiffness. Osteoarthritis, caused by the wear and tear of cartilage, usually affects people after age 40. Affects isolated joints or joints on only one side of the body at first. Causes discomfort in the joints, but does not usually cause swelling, particularly affects the weight-bearing joints like the hips and knees. Does not usually cause fatigue, and causes brief morning stiffness. Do you have osteoarthritis? Osteoarthritis is by far the most common form of arthritis. It is also termed degenerative joint disease. Osteoarthritis is most often characterized by joint pain. The joint pain is due to the gradual loss of cartilage and degeneration of the joint. Over 40 million Americans suffer from osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis primarily affects the larger weight-bearing joints. Approximately 80% of Americans over the age of 50 suffer from arthritis. There are two main forms of osteoarthritis, primary and secondary. Primary osteoarthritis usually begins after the age of 45, affecting the fingers, neck, lower back, knees, and hips. While the cause is unknown, we do know that obese individuals tend to develop it more commonly. As you gain weight, the pressure on the weight-bearing joints, such as the hips and knees, increases dramatically. When an obese patient runs or jumps, the pressure on the joints can be as much as 10 times a person's body weight. In other words, if a 250-pound man jumped down off a ladder, the pressure on the hips and knees could be as much as a ton. Is there any wonder why patients who are obese are becoming crippled with osteoarthritis? Secondary osteoarthritis is simply due to trauma. I commonly see ex-football players in my practice who are crippled with osteoarthritis, especially in the fingers and the knees, due to repeated trauma of these joints. Weightlifters commonly get arthritis in their shoulders and knees due to repetitive trauma to these joints. Tennis players commonly get arthritis in their dominant shoulder, whereas golfers commonly get arthritis in their lower back. Continually moving these joints in the same way causes this arthritis, which can eventually lead to chronic trauma and then to degeneration of the joint.